In March, the Bush administration slapped tariffs of up to 30% on imported steel. Now it's preparing to announce a list of exemptions. The Commerce Department says it has gotten more than 500 requests for waivers from exporters and from American companies that make things out of imported steel. As NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports, the steel tariffs have drawn a stronger reaction than the White House had bargained for.
The Bush administration is trying to dampen the dispute over steel before it flares into a trade war. Europe was incensed by the tariffs and has launched a counteroffensive. Typically, trading partners with grievances slog through a protracted World Trade Organization consultation and dispute resolution process. Europe is skipping that.
They are essentially threatening to sidestep that process and arbitrarily impose measures in response to what the U.S. has done.
And to do it by early next month, according to attorney Tom Howell, who represents the biggest American steel companies.
That is surprising to see a major player in the system like the EU threaten to do that.
And the Europeans came up with another surprise for the Bush administration as well, according to Gary Huffbauer, a senior fellow at the Institute for International Economics.
Europe said, we're going to hit the president where it hurts. We're going to target products that are shipped from districts where Republican congressmen have a close fight, just to cost him political capital in the November election, because that's, after all, what President Bush was doing, playing to the November 2002 election.
The White House denies this and says the tariffs were meant to save a beleaguered industry. The Europeans say they may relent, but only if the U.S. grants enough waivers to soften the impact of the tariffs. And the Europeans aren't the only ones asking for exemptions. Bill Sopko wants one, too. He owns Stamco Industries in Euclid, Ohio, which manufactures brake parts. This huge stamping press takes discs cut from rolls of flat steel and forms them into frisbee-like shapes, then cylinders, and finally finished brake drums.
They'll make these parts today. They'll be at an assembly plant probably within the next 48 hours, and they'll be on a vehicle within the next 1 or 2 weeks.
But some of the brake components Stamco makes require a special high-strength, low-alloy steel that's only manufactured in Europe. And now Sopko says the supply is tight even at the higher prices, and he suspects the tariffs are partly to blame. He worries production backups will cause big trouble for one of Stamco's main customers.
At one assembly plant, they may have 1,000 workers working, and without the one or two components that we make, they cannot assemble those trucks.
Sopko says unless he gets a tariff exemption, that customer may turn elsewhere.
The fact that our steel has gone up approximately 30%, we're very concerned that we may lose the job because our customer is a multinational corporation. They're probably out looking at sources in Europe and South America, trying to find somebody who has similar presses to what we have and has much cheaper steel than what we're buying.
And can turn that cheaper steel into finished products and ship them into the U.S. practically duty-free. Eric Ajax, who owns a Minneapolis company that makes hinges, says buying the steel is just about his biggest expense.
The supply chain has been broken top to bottom, from the steel mill selling steel to the service centers that process the steel and sell it to us. The service centers have broken our contracts. And of course, our customers are not willing to accept a price increase.
American steel producers like the tariffs. They insist that any supply problems are temporary. Attorney Tom Howell says prices have gone up from just over $200 to about $320 for a ton of hot-rolled steel. That was the whole point, he says.
That's a big improvement. That's been very helpful to all of the producers in the industry. Now, that is not a high level. Prices were above $320 through most of the 1980s, in fact. So the prices have essentially returned to, I think, a more reasonable level.
Industry analysts say the price has jumped partly because bankrupt domestic producers are churning out less steel, while demand for steel has begun to rebound. American steelmakers and their attorney Tom Howell say the tariffs are beginning to revive the industry and shouldn't be tampered with.
There's a concern that if the administration is too liberal in granting exclusions, that we'll have a remedy that looks sort of like a Swiss cheese with a lot of holes in it, and that we would not want to see.
The Commerce Department says it will announce the exemptions to the tariffs any day now. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.